हेमा से आप सभी को नमस्कार। टुडे आई एम प्रेजेंटिंग माय फर्स्ट वोकैबुलरी पॉडकास्ट टू ऑल माय स्टूडेंट्स। आई होप यू लाइक इट। अ फ्यू डेज बिफोर, वन ऑफ माय स्टूडेंट्स आस्क मी अ क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज़ द डिफरेंस बिटवीन चम्मच एंड चमचा। आई वॉज वेरी हैप्पी टू हियर द क्वेश्चन बिकॉज इट वॉज अ इंटरेस्टिंग पेयर ऑफ वर्ड्स। Both sound similar, but they have a completely different meaning. So let's take up chammach first. Chammach means a spoon. It's a masculine noun. So, for example, chammach can be used in a sentence like this. I eat with a spoon. Main chammach se khati hoon. Or you can even say another example, they don't eat with spoon, they eat with hand. वे चम्मच से नहीं खाते हैं, वे हाथ से खाते हैं। The next one is chamcha. Chamcha means a flatterer. It is also a masculine noun. A flatterer means a person who says yes or agrees to another person without any reason or logic, just to make the other person happy. Mostly, the person who's flattering is expecting some favors from the other person. For example, the father says to the child, "Tum to tumhari maa ke chamche ho," which means you are a flatterer of your mom. Generally, the father always complains that the children are always agreeing to the mother and not to him. So he says, "Tum to apni maa ke chamche ho." You are a flatterer of your mother. The same might also happen in offices. You might come across a person who always agrees or who says yes or who makes the boss happy always. So he is called a chamcha. Example, वो तो बॉस का चमचा है, वो हमेशा हाँ ही कहेगा. Which means, he is a flatterer of the boss. He will always say yes to whatever the boss says. In other words, the person whom you're referring to is not a likable person in the office atmosphere because he always favors the boss and he's not in favor of the employees. So chamcha can also be a little negative, which can be uncomplimentary, but it also can be very cute or endearing in a family atmosphere. I hope you all enjoy this podcast. I look forward to come up with a new podcast very soon. Namaste.